nice and easy. I think essentially they're all linked together. You know, you've got a situation where, as Carl said, you're the leader of the team, everyone's looking for you for inspiration, and you've got to have that sort of swan effect in terms of gliding along on the surface and paddling like mad underneath. But that doesn't mean you're going to have the stress and the pressure, so you've got to find your release. So for your situation, Carl, it might be you actually have a mentor. You actually find someone outside the business that you aspire to be like, someone who's, you know, someone you know, friend, family, you know, network. You know, talk about a lot of people in this room or in a similar sort of situation. Find someone to have those conversations with, which isn't necessarily your workforce, because that will spread whether you're in an office or not in an office. Uncertainty and, you know, concern will quite easily cause you problems. And in terms of switching off, I think it's important when you live together and work together, or you're working from home, you've got to break down those barriers. You've got to get away from behind the desk. You've got to get out of your house. You've got to go and do something separate that breaks that routine of your world potentially becoming quite small. And I would say that you've got to you know, think about that business, and instead of being in the business all the time, you've got to stand back from it. You've got to find that time, whether it's over a glass of wine, you know, staring at the stars, or, you know, in front of the telly, or whatever it is. You've got to find that time and take that time, because you will get worn out, and you're no use to anyone. You can't do 12 hours a day constantly fretting.
Rosie, you've founded your own business. You know the pressures when you specialise in managing people. How do you manage yourself?
I sing. I'm part of a networking group. I'm also, one of the best things I've done is I've joined a mastermind group, which is five mentors who I meet once a month, half a day, and we have six business owners around the table who now, after 18 months, know each other's businesses very, very well. We challenge each other. We have 1, 3, and 5 year goals, and every decision we make is checked against those goals, and we update the goals. So somebody might say, well, okay, this celebrity thing, but how does that fit with the bigger picture? Are you being caught up in? So you've got I've got five people every month who challenge me on what I'm doing next, and it's absolutely given me sanity. Hasn't stopped my sleepless nights, but I kind of just go along with them. If you run a business, it's part of your life, isn't it? It's not a job. That's gone now. But I think it's the way you treat it. If you're stressed about your job, attitude is everything. And if you're finding it exhausting, then your clients and prospects will know that. When I can't sleep, I say I can't sleep because I'm too excited, which is quoting the Disneyland advert. And that's just the way I treat it. I'm too excited. I've got too many ideas. Years on, so I'm sleepless nights, but it's going to go with it. Don't fight it, that's what I'm saying.
Gavin, the successful business owners and entrepreneurs you've worked with, is there a common denominator in terms of how they manage these issues?
I think there is an element of sacrifice, but it doesn't mean to say, you know, you've got to give up your life. I think what was really interesting from some of the questions that were raised there is the two that I see as being quite linked together, a perspective and the switching off thing. Because I think that if you know what your perspective is, and you've got, if you like, long-term ambitions as well as the short-term pressures, it actually helps you clarify your thinking a little bit. But what's very easy in terms of the, you know, a young business and a growing business and a fastly developing and evolving business is that sometimes you don't find the time to actually sit down and think what's really important, what do I really want to do? Do I want to grow this into a really huge, huge profitable business? Do I want to look at merging with another business? Do I want to grow this and sell it in a few years' time? Do I want to get it just to a certain level? I'll be comfortable with that. And I think you've got to have those kind of debates. And once you've got perspective and know what you actually want to do and what your goals are, then it's not to say you won't have sleepless nights, but it helps clarify your thinking quite a lot and your strategy and how you want to approach things.
And understanding that you're in it for the long run as well, and it's a marathon, not a sprint.
I think with the switching off thing as well, I think what's really important is that you've got people you can speak to on a business level that perhaps are not too closely linked with your business, so that they've got a real sense of objectivity and they can just very casually give you advice based upon their general business experience, which I think Steve alluded to. But I think it's really, really important as well that, you know, you keep, you know, your social life and you keep the other important things in your life and you find time for those, where you don't talk about business at all and you just do normal stuff.
Greg, you generate more ideas than you do tweets in a day. Are you
just about
photo finish? How do you switch off?
As probably, I don't know how many people in here probably played football against me at some point for some random team. So networking, I do it through a lot of sport because it's nothing. Once you're playing football or playing tennis, whatever it is you're doing, it's nothing like the day job. I would definitely recommend masterminding. I've done it once and I found it alarming but brilliant.